Sabbath rest, Jesus says that it's made for man. What do we think about that? When I was a little kid growing up and going to church, Sabbath was definitely for God, for going to church and doing all those things that we did quietly so our parents could have a little bit of rest. And I didn't really understand Sabbath at all. So hopefully we can get something new and interesting out of this passage today. I'm not going to preach very long because we have so much going on today, but let's join in prayer as we ready ourselves for thinking about what does it mean that Sabbath rest is made for us. God, we thank you for bringing us here today on this Sabbath morning for us. We come here, we worship, and we are grateful to be here. Sometimes it's not restful, but it is definitely important. We love to come and worship and understand you better and connect with you. So God, help us today to understand what Jesus' meaning was behind that the Sabbath rest is made for us. Bless us as we consider all of this and as we ready ourselves for our big meeting today, as we look to the future of our church and what it will mean to have lots of Sabbaths and lots of worship here in the future. We thank you for all that you are within us and through us. Amen. So today in Morning Brew, we had a very restful meditation about what it was for us to have that absolute rest. What does it mean for us to get in that place where we are resting our minds and our bodies so thoroughly that we actually get something out of it? Not just sleeping at night, but real rest. I wonder how many of us actually get real rest. And, you know, for me, these Sunday morning rituals where we meditate, that is real rest for me. I really look forward to it. It prepares me for this service. And it puts me in a place of going inward and really looking at what does it mean to me to meditate, to get quiet, to really understand myself in a way that allows me to be nurtured and take that time for Sabbath rest. It's so important for us. You know, there are so many studies that say you need your rest, you need your sleep at night, you need to take time to regenerate. In Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, he talks about sharpening the saw. For me, it isn't about necessarily sharpening the saw, but calming the saw. I think I can sharpen the saw in lots of ways that doesn't mean rest for me, but I need that Sabbath rest. I need to regenerate. How many people have ever taken care of a small baby, maybe between a newborn and a year old? Okay, most of us, right? Have you ever noticed that sometimes when they wake up from their nap, that they look older? Something has happened while they're sleeping. They look changed. In our sleep, we regenerate, we heal, we grow in ways that we don't even know. It's like watching a flower, you know, sprout up from the ground, and suddenly it's this gorgeous color. Sabbath rest is like that. Sabbath rest is that deep caring for yourself. Helping yourself to feel loved and quiet, we deserve it. How many people believe that we deserve Sabbath rest? Pretty good, wow. You know, it's sometimes in my life, it's been hard for me to imagine that I deserve any time of rest because I'm so busy. Sabbath rest is that time of rejuvenation. It's given to us as an example where God rests the 7th day after he's done all this creating and this day of rest. But does God really need rest? Maybe so. But it was really an example to help us to understand that we need it. Our bodies need it. Our souls need it. Our minds need it. I mentioned this morning that there's a book called The Buddha's Brain that I really love, and it's about how meditation changes your brain for the better. It helps you to concentrate. It helps you to be able to make those connections in your brain that are so important. They're not advocating becoming a Buddhist in their book. They're advocating meditation, and it was just a clever way of saying that meditating is good for your brain. Anyway, I highly recommend that as a way to start to think about getting Sabbath rest. When we meditate, that is a way to really get quiet. Sleeping is great, but meditation really gets you into that mindset of rest. And we can do that all during the week. You can have your Sabbath rest in, you know, hour-long snippets all the way during the week if you want to. I definitely do that because I have a demanding job where Sunday is not a day of rest for me. So I have to figure out a way for me to get Sabbath rest. The other thing about Sabbath rest is not just about us calming our brains and getting quiet and feeling loved. It's about our connection with the sacred, with God. Our deep connection with the divine that says, come with me and help me to be everything I can be in my meditation, in my quiet. Because when we feel loved, that love comes from somewhere other than just ourselves, doesn't it? It's something that's around us that we know that is pressing in, that gives us joy. We know it's something more than just what we do for ourselves. So Sabbath rest is so important. It is one of the most important things that we do because it's an acknowledgement of love for ourselves. And if we do that, we are better neighbors. We are better equipped to be in relationship with God. It is that thing that will help us to have the fuel to do all of the things that we want to do, that we're called to do, and that we want to do. It's really important to me that Jesus said that Sabbath rest is for us. Because I think that when I was growing up, I thought it was for God. We had the Sabbath because we were honoring God. It wasn't about honoring self. And I don't know where I got that idea, whether my parents actually thought that or my church actually thought that. I don't know, but that was my perception. We do it for God. We come to worship because we worship God. So the idea that Sabbath rest was for me never entered my brain until I was older. But if God created us to be everything that we can be, to follow God's lead, to be in God's image in some way, then God gives us the tools. And Sabbath rest is one of those tools, and it's so, so important. We can go, 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 never stop, never give ourselves rest, never do self-care, and then what happens? We wind up wearing ourselves out to a point where we're no good to anyone. And then we're in a place where we have to ask other people to help us, which that's a hard one for me too, because I'm very independent and I don't want to ask for help. But it's good to be in that place too, because we need to learn that we are a community and that Sabbath rest as well as asking for help are both really good things. So this tool of Sabbath rest, I invite us all to spend more time in Sabbath rest, in this holy, sacred, wonderful moment or moments. Hopefully you have more than moments to do it. For this time to really engulf us, to fill us with light, to fill us with love, and to help us heal from those things that we need healing from, so that we can grow, and when we wake up, we're something new, just like that newborn baby that changes in his or her sleep. We can come out of that renewed, strengthened. Sabbath rest is for that. So take the time, all of us, take the time to get that Sabbath rest. I'm going to keep a journal while we go away of all of the time that I take to do Sabbath rest while I'm gone. Because I probably don't take enough time to do that on a regular basis. But I'll actually have time to do some journaling, I hope. I will miss you all while I'm gone, and I pray that you will have wonderful days of Sabbath rest, beautiful times of worship here and up in the mountains. And because I'm missing Father's Day, I just want to say happy Father's Day in advance to all of you dads and people who have been fathers to people. And just have an amazing time. And I know that we'll be a little bit diminished while I'm gone because other people are leaving too. But we are a community of love all the time. And no matter where I am loving you and praying for all of you. So much Sabbath rest to all of you. Amen.